Sister Wanda Boniszewska, who died in 2003 at the age of 96, was a member of the Congregation of the Sisters of Angels, a habitless Polish religious community founded in 1889. Her spiritual journal, published in 2016, recorded her mystical experiences between 1921 and 1980. Commentators have drawn parallels between her work and the diary of the Polish saint Faustyna Kowalska. Sister Wanda Boniszewska was born in 1907 in Kamionka, near the city of Nowogródok in modern-day Belarus. At the age of 16, she sought to enter the Congregation of the Sisters of Angels in Vilnius, the present-day capital of Lithuania. On August 2, 1933, she made her perpetual vows, and after her first vows, Jesus appeared to her and defined her mission. "I want you to suffer for me. I chose you to compensate for the insults I suffer from the souls consecrated to me. I also want you to suffer for the congregation, for unfaithful priests. Sacrifice yourself. You are the chosen sacrifice for priests and religious orders. I desire suffering. Prayer without suffering is dead. I allow winds to strengthen faith in you and priests. I am the infallible truth in the Holy Church. Believe, ask, trust, write, remain close. I make greater demands on you because love expands the heart. Through you, I must pour love out upon priests." She also heard from Jesus that he was rejected and misunderstood by priests and nuns. The prisoner of love wanted her, through misunderstanding and rejection, to reward his heart for the pain he was experiencing. Since then, prayer and sacrifice for priests and the congregation became a task, which she fulfilled until the end of her life. She made a full profession in 1933, after which she reputedly received the stigmata, ecstasy, and deeper knowledge of God. She traced the stigmata back to the day of her first communion, September the 29th, 1990, when she began to feel pain in her hands and legs. In 1927, she felt pain around her head, while the discomfort in her limbs diminished. These sufferings would peak during masses. According to her testimony, external marks of the stigmata appeared in Advent of 1934 on her hands and legs. There was also a diagonal wound on her side. Sister Wanda, ever so humble, tried her best to hide them, but a few who came into contact with her had noticed the wounds. On April 11, 1950, the sister was arrested and tortured by the NKVD, the Soviet secret police, and a forerunner of the KGB. The Soviet secret police seized the nun in connection with the arrest of a Jesuit priest, Father Antoni Zombek. Sister Wanda was then living in a community in Pryczany, around 20 miles from Vilnius. The authorities identified Zombek as a Vatican spy seeking to undermine the Soviet Union. During interrogations, her captors beat her head against the wall, kicked her legs out from under her, and forced her to stand all night answering questions. The ill treatment took its toll, and she was transferred to a hospital, but the questioning continued. When she felt better, she would be taken on a stretcher for further interrogation. Sister Wanda went through various moments in prison: joy when others were converted or when they asked for prayer for themselves, but also terrible moments like doubts, great spiritual suffering, and temptations, including suicidal thoughts. Nevertheless, she bravely endured everything, seeing God's will in it. Throughout all the brutal tortures and beatings, Sister Wanda continued to offer up her sufferings and even prayed for all those that had beaten her. She even prayed for the conversion of communist leader Stalin. This became the reason for the great brutality of the interrogators, their anxiety and curiosity. Amazingly, Sister Wanda inspired conversions among those who came into contact with her, including medical personnel and even her interrogators. Finally, in 1951, she was judged in absentia and sentenced to 10 years in a correctional camp as a Vatican spy, an enemy of the system. But on August 22, 1956, the feast of the Queenship of Mary, Sister Wanda was summoned before the commission, which acquitted her of the unjust charges. Sister Wanda was a person who did not stand out from among the older sisters. Her fellow sisters described her as rather withdrawn, as she was bedridden and suffering from progressive dementia in the late 1990s, the younger sisters had limited access to her. In the congregation, many felt the atmosphere of peace in her room, as if the world around them was slowing down. In her suffering, she was essentially calm, reconciled with the Lord's will. Sometimes even the younger sisters would come to Sister Wanda when they needed to calm down. The younger sisters had no idea of the exceptional nature of Sister Wanda's spiritual life. Her spirituality was centered on offering her sufferings for the expiation of sins, especially those of priests. Sister Wanda died on March 2, 2003, in the presence of her sisters from the congregation, in an atmosphere of prayer and silence. No fanfare, no camera flashes, no publicity. She died as she lived, completely devoted to God and His interests, focused on Jesus and not on herself. It was known that when Christ had entrusted Sister Wanda with her mission, which required her to share in the experience of His passion, she asked to remain hidden and unknown until she died. It was only after her death that her story came to light. Sister Halina Shubish, who belongs to the same congregation as Sister Wanda, spoke of how today Satan strikes priests with particular force. We know that a priest is for us believers a gateway to the sacraments, to the Eucharist, and without them, no one will be strong in the spiritual struggle. That is why the message received by Sister Wanda about the special dignity and great love that Christ gives to priests is so timely. Jesus desires their closeness and holiness. He is ready to forgive them and to bestow graces to draw them to His divine heart. Sister Wanda had to suffer for the infidelity of priests and religious people, for the lukewarm and cold priests, for religious orders including her congregation, for the fading faith in His presence, for the sins of impurity. It is a great strengthening and call to faithfulness. It is also a new light on the greatness and dignity of the priestly state, which is now so weakened, but at the same time, her suffering, its immensity, the brutality of her interrogation, the misunderstanding she suffered, show that sin is no small matter. Sin costs, and it costs a lot. It cost her a lot of suffering, a lot of blood. I really believe that this message is extremely important and brings a lot of hope at this time. It rekindles gratitude, admiration for the love of God, in spite of everything and without limits. It is also a call to reparation for our sins and for the sins of others, to ask for mercy. Sister Wanda Boniszewska, pray for us.